Donald Trump Jr. at My Son Hunter Panel. What has the FBI done to deserve respect? By Rebecca Manser on August 26, 2022. Americans get lectured sanctimoniously from FBI Director Christopher Wray, saying, "How dare we not respect the FBI, when it seems like they haven't done anything to deserve that respect?" Donald Trump Jr. said during a panel discussion Thursday night on Truth Social following the premiere of the trailer for the upcoming film My Son Hunter. The Truth Social panel was hosted by former California Congressman and current Truth Social CEO Devin Nunes and also included My Son Hunter director Robert Davi. License to Kill, Die Hard, The Goonies, Government Accountability Institute President, Breitbart Senior Contributor, and best-selling author of Red Handed: How American Elites Get Rich Helping China Win, Peter Schweitzer, and Breitbart Editor-in-Chief Alex Marlowe. Watch the panel. His comments were made the day before the release of the heavily redacted affidavit the Justice Department had submitted in order to secure a search warrant for the FBI raid on former President Donald Trump's private residence at Mar-a-Lago, Florida. The blacked-out redacted pages quickly became a meme on social media, highlighting the public's frustration with the lack of transparency and appearance of political weaponization surrounding the FBI's raid on the former president's home. Donald Trump Jr. tweeted out images of the pages with the comment, "Well, this really clears things up." My Son Hunter, which marks Breitbart's expansion into film distribution, was a crowdfunded project inspired by the investigative reporting of Peter Schweitzer and Breitbart News about the Biden family's corruption, reporting which the media and big tech censored during the 2020 election with the help of some members of the U.S. intelligence community who labeled fact-based reporting about Hunter Biden's laptop Russian disinformation. The Truth Social panel was quick to note the Justice Department and the FBI's disparate handling of the Trump and Biden families, as evidenced by the treatment of Hunter Biden. "I've investigated corruption for decades on going after Republicans and Democrats," best-selling investigative author Schweitzer said. "The treatment that the Bidens and received compared with the treatment of the Trumps, there's absolutely no comparison." Schweitzer called the Biden family corruption absolutely the worst that I've seen. "You literally have the most powerful family in the United States taking money from our sworn rivals and taking it from four businessmen who are linked with Chinese intelligence," Schweitzer stated. "If I was Hunter Biden, I'd be in jail," Donald Trump Jr. said. "You know, I'm probably the most deposed/subpoenaed human being/civilian in the history of the U.S. government. They've done countless hours, nothing there, literally nothing, or you would have heard about it by now, and I'd be in jail." Trump explained that it's this disparate treatment that has inspired his own political activism and his hope for the success of My Son Hunter. "I'm just trying to be on the leading edge of the culture wars because we've sat back for decades and allowed the left to assume control over every major institution in our country," Trump said. "Even the U.S. military, in terms of leadership, has gone woke, and the FBI, as evidenced by the hostage rescue team raiding Mar-a-Lago just last week against their political enemies simply for having the guts to call out the corruption at the FBI. We then get to get lectured sanctimoniously from Christopher Wray. How dare we not respect the FBI when it seems like they haven't done anything to deserve that respect? When you're talking about forging FISA warrants, lying before Congress, the people who did that, whether that's Andy McCabe or Peter Strzok, they maintain their jobs. They get contributorships at CNN and MSNBC. There's virtually no penalty. And there seems to be also no consequence for the FBI for having every major attacker in recent U.S. history on their radar while they let them slip through the cracks, probably because they checked off a couple of woke boxes. And, therefore, the FBI would refuse to prosecute. But if your grandmother was within somewhere of 500 miles of Washington, D.C., on January 6, I'm sure they got a knock on the door," Trump added. "What's happening in our country is a disgrace. The politicization of our institutions and the outright corruption at this point needs to be called out," Trump said. "And I think we've actually hit a tipping point. I think Breitbart has done a great job of highlighting these things. We created Truth Social with Devin to be able to point out these things." Trump sees My Son Hunter as part of the tip of the spear in this conservative fight back. "People have had enough, people understand exactly what's going on, and they're building their own They're taking on the power structures that have been so heavily dominated by the left. Trump said, adding that conservatives are now running for local school boards because they've witnessed the danger when they seated at the purple-haired lunatic with no children. The one thing I can say that's been great about Joe Biden and this administration is it's been so disastrous that the people who have been agnostic, who have been too busy to get involved in politics or thought they were too busy to get involved in politics, they're involved. They're motivated, they're watching, and they're getting it, Trump said. I think we're creating an entire new economy, as we speak, with all of the things that are going on. And this film is going to be part of the tip of the spear of that. So, I want it to be successful because I want people to understand just how important this is. We're fighting for our values. We're fighting for our country, and we're just fighting for the future that we want to leave our children. With my 5 young kids, I want to make sure I leave them in America they recognize. My son Hunter, which is available for pre-order now and will be available for download and streaming starting September 7th, stars Lawrence Fox, Victoria, Inspector Lewis, the Professor and the Madman, as Hunter Biden, Gina Carano, the Mandalorian, Deadpool, Heist, as a Secret Service agent, and John James, Dynasty, as Joe Biden. Watch the trailer. My son Hunter is available for pre-order now and will be available for download and streaming starting September 7th. Rebecca Mansour is senior editor at large for Breitbart News. Follow her on Twitter at @RAMansour.